Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan announced his campaign from the parking lot of his sign printing business. He said when he started his shop more than two decades ago, he thought hard work and playing by the rules still meant something. Pocan said he was worried the economy had changed that.
I'm troubled that doing what I've done, building something with my sweat and labor, providing a secure quality of life to my family and my employees' families, this is increasingly out of reach for too many good and hardworking people.
Pocan said he'd fight for people who were struggling and fight against the Tea Party when necessary. Pocan said President Obama needed progressives like him to be his conscience in negotiations.
Too often, when he's in negotiations, he has to deal with the conservative Democrats in Congress and the Republicans, and he forgets his base, the very people who got him elected.
Pocan was first elected to the Assembly in 1998. Kel DeRoy's announced her candidacy in a press release. She was first elected to the Assembly in 2008 and said she'd bring a fresh perspective to Congress.
We have to have new ideas, bold plans, and strong progressive ideas to do something different than we've done before.
Royce echoed some of the same themes as Pocan, saying the president gave too much in negotiations and that Democrats should be stronger.
I think that far too often Democrats think that we're going to somehow win by funding our campaigns with the same corporate sources that Republicans use to fund theirs, or by being meek and apologetic when we govern.
Middleton Democratic State Senator John Erpenbach is also likely to enter the race. The second congressional seat is opening up next year because Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin is running for U.S. Senate. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.